You are listening to Lone Star Community Radio on 104.5 KCZWLP Conroe and 106.1 KZCCLP Conroe, and worldwide on IRLoneStar.com.
Thanks for checking out this recording on Lone Star Community Radio. This is Dick, the general manager of Lone Star Community Radio, and I wanted to give you a quick reminder of what's going on with us for the month of September. A new show has been added to our lineup. The Good News with Ted Cox is going to be on Tuesdays from 1 to 3 p.m. during our talk block. And also joining the talk block is going to be Mornings with Lone Star. Every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m., Mornings with Lone Star will extend their normal programming from music into talk. That's right. Starting from now on, from 8 to 11 a.m., Mornings with Lone Star. First 2 hours, music, talk, fun. And then from 10 to 11, more nitty-gritty talk radio for you. Also extending their time slot is going to be our favorite Saturday morning show, Grit and Grace. They're going to be extending their hours from 8 to 10 a.m. every Saturday morning for you. Also, the last reminder is we still have plenty of talk slots available for those who want to be a talk show host and also volunteer DJs for music. If you're interested in those kind of things, please let the studio know at lscrstudios@gmail.com or call the station at the message line at 936-647-3776. Thanks again for checking out Lone Star Community Radio, and I hope you enjoyed the show.
We are back. Mornings with Lone Star with Dick and Skippy. I'm Skippy. He's the other one.
You know when you say we're back, you throw me off when I'm editing the show because when I'm doing the segments, I'm like, wait a second, isn't this the beginning? And then I'm like, wait a second, did we not record? I'm looking all over for this recording. So I'm like, we're back. We're back. Thank you for that.
Should I change it to something else?
Good morning and welcome.
Because we didn't go anywhere. They're back. So we should say, and you're back.
That's true.
I love the bumper music.
Yeah.
What's the name of this one?
It's circus theme music.
Circus theme music.
Because we're going to have clowns in. I couldn't really think off the top of my head. Like, what's like the ideal clown song?
Don't Cry Out Loud by Melissa Manchester.
Or we could have done Bring In the Clowns.
Bring In the Clowns.
Next segment.
Well, see, here's the thing. Everybody else does that. We are cutting edge here at Lone Star.
You could do the clown song from Madagascar 2, Escape from Africa. They've got a clown song that's pretty awesome in there.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, we got to look into that one.
I can't trust that. The title sounds very suspicious, too.
Yeah. That funny sounding voice you have is
Jake.
Hey,
I actually got coffee at one point.
You got coffee?
Remember that.
What did you do during the music segment?
They got it all
segment.
Set up. Okay, Skippy, I'm going to go get some coffee, so I'll throw it to you. You talk while I go get coffee. And he's got coffee. He's all a big setup. Thanks, Dick.
What's in that coffee?
I'm a magician, maybe.
He's a magician. Magicians and clowns, and that would be like a total smackdown. Can you, like the Sharks and the Jets, like kind of meeting in an alleyway?
Yeah, but I would say clowns do more physical comedy, so they'll be tougher.
But magicians have spells.
Yeah, but it's not real. It's an illusion.
You lie. Oh my God. Lightning bolts, maybe? I don't know. You've seen those little rod stick things that they use?
Well, the magician would shoot like the flash paper at the clowns. The clowns would counter it with a seltzer. Ooh, it'd be almost like a Dungeons and Dragons thing if you could have, you know, I have a fourth level paladin clown and you're around the corner and there's a 18th level
evil neutral
magician.
It's like there's no clowns in Dungeons and Dragons. There is now.
There are now.
But
and they're going to be clowns on our airwaves, too.
Well, you're probably wondering, yeah, exactly why we're talking about clowns. It's kind of creepy that we'd be just talking about clowns randomly, not because of it, but because there is a clown convention in town at La Toretta, and we're going to have them call in and learn about how you and your family can get involved and have some fun with some fun clowns. These are the fun clowns, folks. So
we hope.
No. Well, maybe that's why they're calling. That's why we're on the phone.
I wonder if they're going to be like clown apologists, you know, where they say, you know, there are good clowns too. You know, we're all not just Pennywise. It'd be interesting to see. But are we supposed to have like five of them on the air out of one phone line? It's like
I don't know.
The clown
I have no
car.
Idea what's going to happen, but it's going to be happening in about 10 minutes. So we'll if you hang with us.
Flying off the seat of our pants here.
You can visit them online at cheerfulclowns.com. And they are the happy clowns, by the way, folks. Like, this is not scary. This is happy, happy, happy. They do look a little too happy. But, you know, the helium gets to people, from what I hear. And then also being stuffed in a car with, like, 20 other clowns. But they're going to be on the line with us. Charmin is going to be on the line with us and a couple others.
Yeah, Bufa, Touche.
This is what we need to do. We need to come up with our own clown names. Okay.
Well, I think Skippy I
think Skippy's already got it.
Well, you can't. Oh, okay. Well, do you think that's kind of disrespectful to give ourselves clown names, even though we're not clowns?
You have to earn them. You can't give yourself a nickname.
I feel like it's one of those things that, like, the power at the Rock, before they sacrifice you, you have to earn it.
Right.
And they give you a...
Wow, going real dark and deep here on this one.
Well, you've never been a clown.
So, so I'm sitting across from Jake. Jake, what would your clown name be, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, you can't give yourself a clown name, right? Like, you
can you?
I don't know the rules.
You have to be honored with the clown name by your fellow clowns.
Because I know that you have to, at clown school, you have to, and I'm not speaking ironically, I mean, this is a hardcore, you know, you go in to learn stuff and it's for realsies, but you have to create your character. You have to decide if you're going to be happy clown, harlequin clown, whatever.
Well, they have clown school at cheerfulclowns.com.
I wonder if, lawyers have to go to CLEs, the continuing learning education classes, and doctors and stuff. I wonder if as a clown, you have to go to classes at Leisure Learning Annex to keep up with the latest clown technology.
Probably.
You know, the microchipped seltzer bottle.
Learning new tricks.
Balloon animals, PC balloon animals.
PC balloon animals. No, I mean, I'm short, I'm round, and I've got large feet, so... That would have to be something.
But it sounds like your clown name would be Clown.
Yeah.
It's Clown the Clown.
Just to kind of promote the thing this weekend, from the 27th through the 1st, it's called the Texas Clown Association, and they're having their Texas Clown Association convention at La Toretta. So that's pretty interesting. They have headliners and stuff. So it sounds more like an event than like an actual meet and greet with just clowns. So it's a public event. And so you get to go see if you like clowns, or you got to get over that fear. That's one question I'm going to ask them. It's like, do they ever get calls where it's like, hey, we need your favor. My son is deathly afraid of clowns and we need to get him over this fear. Can you come and help him and guide him?
I hate that aversion therapy thing. I have a mortal terror of two things on this world. Well, three, but two of them.
Can I guess?
Sure, go for it.
Your wife?
three, four. Four.
Now it's stacking up, folks. I would say a reptile.
No.
Is it an animal?
Well, yeah, reptile. Yeah, technically, yes. So, two different kinds of animals.
Oh, really? So they're living. Ooh, mm-hmm. That's real scary. Mm-hmm. So you probably would never go to Australia because they're probably there.
Been there twice, but I did not leave the city limits of Perth. I was like firmly entrenched in, you know, that's Urbania wonderful. There.
All right, so it's one's a reptile and the other is it like a mammal?
Well, if I told you the classification, you know exactly what it was.
Okay. What are they?
Spiders and snakes.
Oh, so definitely not Australia. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's, I have a, in fact, the other day, I think I said we, from the hotel, we had to cross the street to go to the Walgreens and there was tall grass. And I refused to go in because snakes could have been in there. I have a mortal terror of both.
Moving up here to Montgomery and then the infestation of love bugs, I've never seen I've probably seen something more horrifying, but it's like the death wall on the side of the house because of all the spiders catching all the love bugs. And I'm sitting there like every day I just kind of watch it. And I'm like, I just need to hose this place down because there's so much.
But it's
death.
Also kind of like a science experiment to see how many love bugs could actually get stuck.
I mean,
stuck
it
up
is
there. It's
amazing.
Cool.
There's probably at least 100 love bugs trapped waiting to be eaten that have not already been cocooned. It's really creepy. Spiders are really
it's like
creepy.
Like aliens.
Well, no, I live out in the boonies too, so I have the same thing. But living out in the boonies prior to living there, I never had a real like fear of anything. No spiders, bears. I fear them normal amount.
That is really drastic. Spiders or bears? What are you more afraid of? I think I'm a little more afraid of bears.
No, spiders.
Spiders. It's irrational to be afraid of spiders more than bears.
Common sense and logic is out the window on this.
But, well, I mean, I would say a spider is more of a reaction fear. But when you kind of like, oh, it's a spider, I'm okay. But if I saw a bear and it's right there, I wouldn't be like, oh, it's just a bear, we're good. And I wouldn't say that. I'd be like, holy crud, a bear.
You would panic responsibly. But I didn't have any irrational fears of any creatures prior to moving out to the boonies. I totaled my truck in February, and it was because I got attacked by two wasps. And now if I see a wasp, I freak out. Like, it's weird because of that.
Well, see, that's just girly man talk right there.
Because
I'm
joking.
Wait, are you one of those storylines in like a Seinfeld episode where you get stung by bees in the car and you crash and you cause this horrible thing?
Yes. You ever seen Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
The bees.
There's Jake.
There you, but it's me. The aversion therapy. You know, I actually had
the clowns.
I actually had a wife, and I shall point out a now ex-wife, actually throw a little garden snake at me to get me over my fear of it. And all it did is just make me even more terrified of snakes.
I mean, I was scared of the dark. My brothers put me in a locker.
Right. And aversion therapy is just as dumb.
It worked. But then I have horrible night terrors, but they're not happening when I'm up. So it's different, right? Like, I was conscious when I was having these fears. No, I'm not conscious and I have these fears. Right. You just gotta slide it around. You gotta see what you gotta make it work for you in your lifestyle.
Suppress it. But
we do have
to
ask if these clowns are ever called in on a special aversion therapy assignment.
I would not be surprised
if they're listening right now. What are we getting into?
Well, these clowns are happy clowns. I don't know how to describe it. You just need to check them out online, folks. Seriously, cheerfulclowns.com. Like, they look like happy clowns, not the clowns that
Red skeleton Clem Cadilla scope.
I think they do that on purpose.
Are they going to be putting on like exhibitions at this?
Yeah, no, they have a full lineup, and we'll be talking about that. That's cool. It's a convention. They have a 3-day event there, so we're going to learn all about what the public can do there. And because, you know, what's funny is when I think of clowns, I think of like the rodeo, or I think of a whole like the circus. So I'm used to having them being supported by other stuff, and it's like 100% clowns. That's got to be surreal.
I wonder how many of them can ride a unicycle. That'd be a life.
I'm adding that to my list of questions.
They have clown school, and they do have a list of things they kind of cover in the clown school. Hmm. But maybe we can talk to them about
riding. I want to learn how to ride a unicycle.
Actually, you and I have like the height and body mass for that. We have low center of gravity. So meanwhile, beanpole Dick over there, you know, suck it, man. You can never ride a unicycle.
What would I be good at then?
Reaching the stuff that Jake and I can't reach.
Using that nose for something. I don't know.
Yeah, I got Holly. She's 4'10".
In heels, I think.
Yeah, and so that's a constant issue she's had. I got her a stool.
Oh, that's so nice, though.
I got her a foldable stool that she can put between the refrigerator.
Tell me you put a ribbon on it at
no,
least.
No, actually, I kind of like subtly go, hey, I got you something. And then I just kind of threw it. And I was like, look, you can just, when you need to get something like.
It's one of the collapsible ones?
Yeah, it's a collapsible one. And I was like, and she's like, oh, that's so sweet. Why'd you get that? I was like, because I always get yelled at if I put something too high. And I was like, now you don't have to yell at me anymore. Now you can just grab
that's
this.
Where she goes around and says, back off, girls. I got them first.
Well, no. What's hilarious about it is if you leave her alone for like 2 weeks, just imagine being at home and you have like your kitchen. So imagine everything in the kitchen eventually being on one shelf because that's how high she could reach. So everything is on the one shelf closest on the – so if you have long shelves, there's like – we'll have plates, cups.
I've been there.
Everything that you have in the kitchen, forks, it's all right there. Even though you have, you know, like little drawers. But still, I'm not kidding you. Like, it's all just gets stacked together. And I'm like, man, what is going on up here? And it's great. She can't see it. Anyway, so she just kind of places it. And she just kind of places it up there. It's like, it's somewhere up there. I don't know where I put it, but somewhere up there. And it's like all falling out. And I'm like, man, this is a lifestyle. But we got to take a quick break because we got to get these great folks on the line. Again, we're going to have people from the Texas Crown. Texas Clown Association. They're going to be on the air with us talking about the upcoming convention at La Toretta this weekend. So stick around here on Lone Star Community Radio.
Listen in Mondays at noon to hear Conroe news from local nonprofits, businesses, upcoming events, Conroe Park events, news stories, and information that matters to you with your host, Margie Taylor of Taylorized PR. For more information about being a guest, visit irlonestar.com/Conroe Culture.
Hispanic Chamber Connections with Dr. Carlos Sanchez, president of the Woodlands Conroe Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, featuring event announcements, member highlights, and more. Tuesdays at 1 p.m., broadcasting from the heart of Conroe, Texas on irlonestar.com and Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1.
Don't miss Lone Star Community Radio on TV and YouTube. Our talk show and music shows are featured on Our City TV, Suddenlink Channel 12, and have their own YouTube channel. Make sure to subscribe to keep up with posted shows and comment on them below the video.
We're back! Morning Mornings with Lone Star with Dick and Skippy. I'm Skippy. He's the other one. We also got Jake in the studio with us. That must mean it's Friday. And when I think Friday, I think clown convention. That's right.
You do?
I do. It's a natural, logical. I know. Isn't it amazing? And what a segue. We actually have clowns on the line here because this weekend we have a clown convention. That's right, folks. A clown convention in Conroe.
So if you think about a car with a bunch of clowns on the phone, we got a bunch of clowns, folks.
On one phone line, 82 clowns.
82 clowns. They are magicians. But no, they're not. Are they? Or can you be a clown and magician?
If you want.
Is there
you got to do what makes your clown toes tingle.
So, okay, what I would like you to do, folks, if you're listening, is just remember these names because they have great names. And then we're going to talk about giving us names. Can you just give us clown names, or is it something we have to earn?
Talk about it. He did do a few handstands during the interview. Oh. You have to show us your stuff.
Okay, well we got it. Now we have to show it over the radio, so it'll be.
I'm Charmin.
Hey, Charmin.
I'm Lovely Buttons or Miss Beulah Pearl. I have two characters.
Okay.
I'm Cha-Cha.
I'm Boofa. And I am Touche.
It's like the Spice Girls.
I'm not going to lie. It sounded like one person was doing that, and they all came up. You have like different accents.
Okay. I'm Dick. I'm Skippy. I'm Jake. Actually, it's just me in the studio. Dick and Jake are just figments of my imagination. It's all in my head.
Multiple personality syndrome.
Well, before we get into like the cool stuff, I want to let people know the even cooler stuff, which is more information about what's happening this weekend. So if you don't mind, if one of y'all could just kind of give the audience an idea of what's going on over at La Toretta, especially it's a weekend of convention almost. It is. And talk about same things that are available for the public real quick. Do you mind doing that?
Okay. We are a group of the Texas Clown Association. We're coming together this week for continuing education for the professional clowns. We do hospital clowning. We do nonprofit events, fundraisers for the community. So we're always doing that. And so we come into town. It's kind of like a family reunion of people that you really like. So we get to hang out and do that. And we learn about magic, balloons, face painting, skits, mime, improv, almost anything that, a professional entertainer. Yeah, how to run a business in different clown contests that we do.
And How far out do they come from? I mean, is this like, do they come from different states or is this Texas only or local?
There's Arizona, Oregon, all over Texas.
Maybe some Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a larger association, COAI. It's clowns across the United States and international. And then there's even World Clowns. So right now we're at the state level, but we have two of our headliners with us here that's from out of state.
Wow. Now, earlier, Dick was talking about magicians versus clowns. I always figured there'd be kind of like battle lines drawn, like the Sharks versus the Jets. And we were envisioning like a group of clowns and a group of magicians meeting each other in a dark alley. And who would prevail in that battle?
We're on a lower rung than they are, and they charge about double what we charge. But we're much funnier than they are. We're much cuter.
It's because they lie to their audience. You guys don't lie.
It's all misdirection with them. You guys are kind of in your face.
We show you our heart and we give it all. So,
Well, that's one thing I constantly have been saying that you guys looking online at cheerfulclowns.com, it's like happy clowns, very, very happy. And I have to ask, are any of y'all living a double life?
What do you mean?
Well, I can just imagine the person who wears gray all the time and they have this 9-to-5 job they hate. And then on the weekend, they put the clown makeup on and they go out and be happy clowns.
Well, funny you should ask. Hi, this is Boofa speaking.
Hello, Boofa.
It's not as drastic as like the TV show Baskets or anything like that. But I, in addition to clowning, I do work from home supporting two engineering companies. And I'm also a stay-at-home mom of a toddler. So that can get pretty frantic and frazzling. So clowning definitely allows me to get out and break free of responsibility and just have the responsibility of having fun and bringing laughter to some lives and just letting loose.
That's why I do radio. I
mean, it's as much for the people as it is for us. Do not let us trick you in that sense.
So none of you are secretly the Joker?
No.
I'm just checking. We have to ask.
But some people found him funny.
So, clowns are sometimes, you know, they get a bad rap. You know, first off, being, you know, you're the class clown or stop clowning around tends to have kind of a negative connotation. Then, of course, you've got those creepy clowns from last year and you've got Pennywise now. What makes clowning so awesome for you guys? What, you know, makes you wake up one morning and say, hey, I'm going to be a clown?
First of all, this is Touche. Those aren't real clowns.
Yeah. Oh, okay? Good point.
They are not real clowns. They are impersonators. They're actors. Awesome. You know, they're doing a movie. That's it. They're not clowns.
What makes us love what we do is when we hear a room full of kids laugh their hearts out. Woo! And when we see people in general just feeling happy and smiling because they see our heart. They see who we are as people that we love and care about people, but we really are there to just help people laugh and have a good time.
Well, to kind of make them forget about what might be going on in their life right then, you know, bills, job, kids,
cancer,
flooding. Flooding. Yeah, that's a good one. But if we can make them forget for 5 minutes, you know, it's good for everybody.
We have done our job.
We all love our jobs. Oh my God.
Yeah. No, what's your tagline?
I do what I love and I love what I do. That's it, you know.
That's what we say here at Lone Star too. What a small world. We don't say that, but we do now. We just stole it from you.
Well, looking at the itinerary for the weekend, like this is something that's jam packed. You have the looking at your itinerary. Is this something that is an all day event for families to come out? And like, what day do they need to come out? Or do they need to come out all 3 days?
And it's not really for the public. It's just some entertainments that we invite special groups to come out.
Okay.
We show to our charity of choice is a Boys and Girls Country. So they are our special guests for some of these events. But it's more of a continuing education event for us. And so we do other public events throughout the year. But this is the one where we just, you know, pick a special group that we just really cater to and just, you know, let them have a good time without any other special requirements.
Yeah, if they want to come to a convention, they pay registration. There's daily rates and things. Like Gina and I did a show last night. It was an hour and a half show, and that was open to the public. But you guys missed it. Should have been there.
Well, dang it. My invitation must have gotten lost in the mail there. I would have been there. I've already got the clown name for crying out loud. Skippy.
What's your clown name?
Well, it's my name, Skippy. So, you know, there you go.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Think of another name to go with it
because
there's about 5,234 Skippies already. So think of go with that.
My full nickname is Evil Skippy. There's a story behind that. So
we already covered that.
Yeah, we already covered it.
It sounds great.
Yeah, we love it.
Okay. You guys keep working on my clown names. How many different types of clowns are there? I mean, there's happy clowns and the red skeleton clown and stuff. Are there like classifications?
Well, we do have clown character, like the white face clown, the hobo clown, the goose clown, light goose
clown.
Yeah, there's a lot of categories in how the clown looks through makeup and costume style.
And depending on how they look and what their classification is, they have different like a hierarchy of how they present themselves and how they interact with each other. So like the white face is typically the more like the serious, the boss, the auguste is the butt of the joke. And then you have your hobo and tramp. And then you can even go like clowns now go into like different characters. So you could even be like a nurse clown or a chef clown. You can have beautiful classic clown. But yeah, so in addition to like categorizing them by how they look, they also act differently with each other. So it's kind of like, you know, like a pack, like a wolf pack. You know who's a leader, you know how to, you know.
So,
your hospital clown. Yeah, then there's circus clowns, clowns.
With that in mind, is there a Rolodex or something where if I want to hire a hobo clown for an event, well, how do I get in touch with you guys? Because I know this event is kind of like a closed event just for clowns to perfect their craft. But if I want to, if there's a listener out there that wants something for a birthday or for a nonprofit or something like that, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, there's lots of ways. The internet's the best way right now. If you Google your specific interest, let's say you want a birthday party clown, you Google birthday party clowns and you type in your city that you're in, they will come up. I recommend you, you know, you find the person's website, not just pick Gig Salad or any of those other ones. Go to their actual website and look to see what they actually do. Because, you know, this is our business. This is what we do. So we spend a lot of money, a lot of time on a good website. And, you know, ask around. Word of mouth is an excellent way to get a hold of somebody. Any other ways, ladies, you can think of?
Just with Cheerful Clown Alley, we're our local group here. We require our members, if they're going out into the community, to have a background check. So there's certain things that you really want to check to make sure that you're getting a true professional, because in the end, you will get a professional show.
And you get what you pay for.
So,
amen.
So this
you were going to say something about Gig Salad.
Oh, no, I was going to say, for here in Houston, Gig Salad is actually a great resource
because Boofa is on it.
So this is Jake here. This is Jake here, and I wanted to know, like growing up, I wanted to be a clown at times, but I didn't ever know how to become a clown. So how do you actually, like, do you go to schools or a high school, you know, program or a college program?
Yes. Here in Houston, Cheerful Clown Alley is your local clown alley. We've been in existence for 35 years. So we try to sponsor a professional clown school every summer that we can possibly do that. And we teach all the basics of clown school. And then from that point on, you can go to conventions. You can how you find us, you just can go to our website, www.cheerfulclowns.com. And at that point, we have some links on our website that you could get referred out to. But that's a good starting point for the Houston
and
people.
And for kids who are interested, children, they should be getting involved in theater classes in their schools. What other types of things? Dance classes.
Learn how to do still walking and juggling and
gymnastics.
They
can do that by YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. But education is a huge part of what we do. You need to be educated to be a good clown. It's not just, you don't just slap on the makeup and the outfit and you become a clown. It takes years and a lot of money to become a real clown.
But they should still try and start. Once you get started, you just go step by step. And a lot of us are with Clowns of America International. And right now we have a free membership for people. If they go on to coai.org, there's a membership scholarship that's available for people to sign up. And you become a member and you get a magazine, an amazing magazine.
Or they can do the online version.
Yes, they have an online magazine as well. Yeah. Oh, and they have groups that you can join over Zoom where you get education and you can ask questions. We have Facebook groups and private groups for our members this is where we're starting to learn everything with our trade. So wherever you are in the process, you can ask mentors questions to get you to the next step.
Yeah. And really, like, clowning is a pretty huge organization. So it's almost like saying, how do you get into blank field or, you know, A, B, or C field, like any professional field? You just start planting that seed. And then there is all sorts of resources, professional groups that you'll just start to find. So it's not like this one little tiny and only place you can get education. You just, anywhere you really start, you'll start connecting those dots and networking and marketing and finding that there's a world of resources.
Come to our next COAI convention. It's in Virginia next April.
Well, that sounds like a lot of information about going on. So what's the main website you want people to go check you guys out at?
www.cheerfulclowns.com. That's Houston-based professional clowns.
Well, there you go, folks. Thank you so much, guys and gals and clowns and all of you guys calling in. Good luck and have fun this weekend. And
Stay happy.
Hey, we never got our clown names. What the heck?
Oh, no.
We'll talk about it later in the show. How about that? Yeah. That's at the end of the show. So you guys stay tuned. Again, thank you so much for calling in. And
have good... their viewers name them.
Oh, the yeah. You have a viewers contest to give you a clown name.
They'll probably just keep me at Dick
Skippy.
The clown.
Skippy.
So, but thank you, again, thanks. We got to go to a break. So again, thank you for calling in, and good luck this weekend. All right.
Bye, thanks, guys.
We'll see you.
Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's radio station with talk, music, weather, and traffic for Montgomery County. Have a question or comment about one of our shows? Just contact the station on irlonestar.com or call in and leave a message at 936-647-3776. Get involved with your community with Lone Star Community Radio.
Attention, movie lovers. The Ticket Stub is a new radio show servicing Montgomery County that is meant for you. The Ticket Stub is available live every Thursday at noon on FM 104.5 and 106.1, as well as anytime on irlonestar.com. Connor and Dick will let you know what's coming out in the theater, what is worth streaming, and what's going on in the world of film. The Ticket Stub, your home for movie talk.
Hey, Montgomery County, it's me, C.C. Holmes, and I would personally like to take this time to invite you, that's right, you, to join me every Saturday and Sunday from 3 until 7 p.m., where I will bring you the very best of smooth jazz, classic jazz, and indeed, yes, the soulful sounds of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So come along and get jazzy with me. That's right, jazzy. Right here, of course, on Conroe's 104.5 and 106.1 FM or worldwide at irlongstar.com.
We're back. Mornings with Lone Star. We're still enjoying the heck. We're basking in the afterglow of our interview with, what, 5-6 clowns? Charmin, Bufa, Touche.
Happy
Buttons.
Cha-cha.
Happy Buttons. Cha-cha.
That was great.
That was awesome.
Those clowns made me smile.
Good job. If you're still listening in, mission accomplished. You made us laugh, and we appreciate that.
And good luck this weekend at the convention. And again, folks, if you're looking to hire a clown or get anything, information about clowns in general, cheerfulclowns.com.
I might leave and go join the clown school. You'll never see me.
You'll come back. They always come back.
No, the clown never left.
The clown never left.
Us.
Oh, okay. I thought there was like a...
That was touching.
That's deep. Yeah. That was like... I got emotional whiplash on
that one. Well, you know what? I wanted to ask, because you mentioned all those bad clowns. What are the good clowns that are known? Because I know Bozo the Clown from like the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. That was on TV. Right. It was like a TV. Yeah. It was like a PBS kind of thing.
I know who Bozo is.
Okay, good. And then
Krusty the Clown?
No, another...
Well, Red Skelton had one called... Clem Kadila Hopple or something like that. Red Skelton was an entertainer in the 50s and 60s, early days of television. And he had I think it was a sad clown, actually, you know, the sad face clown. Mm-hmm. So we had him.
But what other, like, positive clowns? Like, Krusty was not a positive.
No, I guess, no he clown. Was not. I saw Cirque du Soleil, and they had these two clowns on there, and they were positive clowns. I don't think they're, like, very well known and famous like Bozo was, but... And that's the only other example that I can think I've seen in the recent past of positive clowns. They were hilarious. They did a great act, but I
think outside of the industry. Now, actually, I just looked up the sad face clown that I was thinking of was a clown called Emmett Kelly, who actually was born in the 1800s, died in the 70s. But he's your stereotype. If you see like the paint by numbers clown, mm-hmm. it's pretty much him. Red Skelton had a clown. I'm kind of looking at some of the other, but Willard Scott, I forgot about this. You know, Willard Scott, the guy on one of the morning shows, Today Show or Good Morning America.
Yeah.
He is a clown.
Well, I think that's what I'm not connecting is clowns are, I mean, because Bozo is played by multiple actors across, I mean, that was just kind of a PBS thing, right? If I remember correctly. Like everyone had their local Bozo clown.
No, I think, I'll check, but I think there was like the Bozo. Like the one guy, like Captain Kangaroo, it was just the one. Okay. But I'll look into that because now I do remember, Jake, you said you were at Cirque du Soleil one time. I was at Barnum and Bailey had their version of it called Kaleidoscope. And by this wonderful sequence of events, I managed to get front row tickets to it. And it was wonderful. It was very intimate. And the ringmaster was this clown named David. He's French. Nicest guy. I got to interview him, but he actually hauled me up on the center ring to do the plate catching thing. And he's kind of whispering in my ear how to do it. He's like, okay, so, you know, the first two, we're going to screw it up, all right? But the third one, you're going to catch it. And I know you can catch it. And it was like one of the coolest events ever for me. I'm up there. People are cheering me on. I got, you know, I'm shaking. I got a clown here and he's whispering in my ear about how to catch this plate off my elbow. And it was a lot of fun. I remember him. So David Larrabee, I think.
Did you catch it?
I did.
You caught it, really?
He taught me the secret on how to catch it on the third attempt.
What's the secret?
Can you keep a secret?
I don't know if our listeners can, but I can.
I can too. I went there. That's right. But yeah, so those are the clowns. I mean, I'm kind of flipping through famous clowns, and I guess technically you could have like your Buster Keatons or the Charlie Chaplins sort of kind of count as a clown, maybe. I don't know if clowns would agree with that.
I wanted to ask him about if any of them, I don't know, are y'all American Horror Story fans?
Off and on. Every other season is good.
I think they probably want to stay away from anything negative about clowns.
Well, I wanted to ask if they enjoy that sort of side of clowns of this current season. They've got Cult going on and it's all about clowns, sort of clown fears in general, but I wanted to know what they thought about that. That was the one thing I didn't get to ask.
That's a good point. I wanted to know how to ride a unicycle.
Well, that's where the clown fear came from, is from the horror stories, not from actual, like, or was there an actual event that created, like,
horror? It's just the fact of someone painting up. Now, a little bit of a confession here. I actually had to dress up as a clown one time. I was in a movie that was shot locally, and it was a comedy, but I played this guy stalking his fiance and crashes her bachelorette party by dressing up as a clown, and they make him strip and then kick him outside. He has to run down the street. So, you know, we're shooting this in Bel Air in the middle of December. I'm running down Bel Air Boulevard in full clown outfit with boxer shorts on. And, but it's funny, but a couple of friends of mine were just terrified by me seeing me in that clown makeup. And it was the red nose and the red wig and then your typical blue and white face and stuff. But they were just like mortally terrified. They're like, 'cause I posted it as my Facebook profile picture one time. And I had these private messages going, take it off, please. You're freaking me out. I am terrified. So could be a DNA thing. Who knows?
Also, I wanted to ask also if there was a savant clown.
Like, in what context?
Just like the best clown ever.
Oh,
it sounds like, because they have a school and you're looking up like what they teach you. And you can like unicycle, balloons.
Juggling.
Like there's got to be one person who just does it
the ultimate clown.
And he like revolutionizes the clown trade.
The clown that all others aspire to be.
And it's like, have you ever known Dick the Clown? You should have seen him. He tried to do the fire trick, and he just didn't come back from it.
Now, that should be a movie, you know, when you have the, you know, you always have the one master that there's only one man who ever did the, you know, the fire walk, poker, twirl of death, but have it clown related. I'm going to write that movie.
Write it.
I'm going to write that movie.
What's the other movie you're writing? Didn't we have another one?
Another one. About all the cliches. Every line was a cliche line. Maybe I'll merge the two.
And we're also writing the Arnold Schwarzenegger universe movie.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger universe movie where all the characters are Arnold Schwarzenegger?
All of the characters from the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies get into one world.
There you go.
So the other people are there. It's not just Arnold's. Just think about this world, and all of a sudden all the Arnolds from all his movies are right here.
Well, I wrote the ending. Arnold from Happy Days pops up and throws everything into whack. So that's a 70s reference. No one's gonna get moving on. Hey,
he really in Happy Days?
Not Schwarzenegger. There's the Arnold. It was the soda shop that they all hung out at, where Fonzie had his
office. A horrible joke.
Hey man, I need more Conroe coffee.
Great segment.
I'm trying to follow clowns, man.
Dick, who's our sponsor?
Conroe Coffee. Welcome back.
Caffeinate me some more. Hey, did you know the Wall Street Journal is giving up its print editions in Europe and Asia?
I just don't think they gotten the message to everybody. They've given up.
In general. That's the writing is officially on the wall on that one. For the Wall Street Journal to not be able to sell enough papers in Europe and Asia.
How long have they been around now?
A while, yeah. This has got to be a while.
That'll be a big fall.
Mm-hmm. They're going to keep their online presence, but whoopee-doo, that puts them right up there with BuzzFeed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a big fall for a giant in the industry, somebody that was so dominant for so long.
Right?
So.
Is Dick looking up how long they've been around?
Yes.
I think Dick's looking up clown porn, to be honest, but we can't see the screen.
Founded in 1889.
1889, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's 100 and something years.
They're coming up on 130.
Yeah, they have 2 million in circulation as of March of 2013. I'd be interesting what it is now.
2 million. What is it? What does 2 million in circulation mean?
How many papers. Issues? How many people actually get them?
Subscribers.
Right.
As we would call in the 21st
century. I mean, I used to get them. They had a great deal for students. It was like $40 a year. And I used to get it while I was at school. And it was wonderful because it gave me something to read during chapel.
Well, that was when it was cool to be a university student with aspirations of making money. You know, the yuppie movement, that it wasn't dirty to want to be.
I wasn't a yuppie. Okay.
No, I get that. But somewhere along the veins, universities became this thing where you go to university to learn business and make money, and it was okay. You know, you were allowed to be successful and make money. Now it's become a dirty thing. See how I politicized it just like that? Look at that.
Thank you.
I am on it.
Somehow I'm tied with it.
Yeah, it's all your fault, Dick.
But no, actually, I enjoyed it. I remember when they first, it was probably 2007 when they started writing sports. They had one page of sports, and it was interesting. They always had a financial look at sports. And so that's one thing I really liked about it.
Yeah, that's
cool. But usually their news articles are very – it didn't seem as biased as reading other papers and stuff like
that. No, they were pretty much business-driven and less political-driven. And I never really read it because they didn't have a comic section. So why bother?
Well, they kind of did. Like, the faces of the people they were talking about were in that cool stencil.
Oh, yeah. Barnes & Noble took over that.
Yeah.
I always, before I die, I want Barnes & Noble to do one of those.
I think you can do it. I'm pretty sure there's an app for it. Have you seen the new iPhone X's?
No.
If they can't create that kind of stuff by scanning your face and send it to the NSA, they should be able to create a little stencil of your face.
They better be able to, because I want that.
Who's to blame for this fallout, though? Is it our generation, Dick? Or, I mean, we're technically two generations.
Technically, it's the ad payers, because that money's going somewhere. Either the ad revenue world is not paying as much, or they just don't see as a good investment, or not investment, but paying out ads for circulation or printed news. I mean,
but the ad payers are going away because they're seeing a trend of people going away from newspapers. So is that our generation's fault because we don't like to read newspapers?
Well, I mean, what's funny is, it comes down to numbers and effectiveness. Now, if you have an audience of 1,000, and that audience, out of those 1,000 people, 900 of them always usually buy the product that's advertised to them, then that's a good buy. But if you have an audience of 50 million, but only 40,000 people buy, are influenced by ads, it depends on what you're trying to do.
No, and I get it.
I mean, it's kind of hard to say, because the Wall Street Journal was that niche of business. So the advertiser, if you open up a Wall Street Journal, there's always sections of like, oh, buy this $27 million houses in New York. And it's like a full list of New York real estate in a newspaper a kid was getting in Abilene, Texas. So it tells you, like, that's – they're paying – that wealth is there for that ad revenue. But there's just not enough where you can put in the BS ads that other newspapers kind of throw in, and like the trash ads in a sense.
Right.
So I don't really know. I think it's also a balance that that kind of media has to figure out where – for example, if you think about doing a paper, how many employees do you think the paper needs?
I don't know, probably close to 150.
And so, but that's now, what about if a paper just starts? Oh. Really, you need what? An editor, a publisher, and a journalist.
Right.
To be an effective team.
Right, but you also need your ad rep as well.
Ad rep.
You need those who are going to run the printing machines and other things like that.
Yeah, but you can lease that out. You can, and that's what the kind of the model changes, because overhead, that's really the what kills business is overhead. That's that's what's wrong with the newspaper industry right now, is there's so much overhead. People involved, and they're not making the money they used to be making. So they have to figure out how to clean house.
But you got like niche writers too.
Well, I mean, that's why a lot of writers, and that's one thing I wish there was a way to where you, and that's what I love about social media, you can follow the writers instead of the paper.
Yeah.
So if you like, because there's certain writers who write for the Wall Street Journal, who write for Newsweek, who write for Time, and all those kind of things, and you can follow them. But there's not really a good direct way.
Do you think the market got oversaturated a little
bit? Well, we got to take a break. Sorry. We'll come back. When we come back, we're going to say bye to Skippy, because Skippy's leaving now. So bye, Skippy.
Bye, Skippy.
But I'll be back.
You're listening to Lone Star.
I'll be there.
We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. I'm Joey Savage.
Corey DLG.
We are Nerd Thug Radio. Catch us every Monday from 1 to 3 and check out our website, nerdthugradio.com.
We like to talk about quilting, horseback riding, and baking quiche.
Actually, we don't, but we do like talking nerdy to you.
That's right. Every Monday from 1 to 3 p.m., hashtag talking nerdy to you.
Our talk shows and music shows are looking for sponsors. Want to expand your brand awareness? Reach the hyper-local audience in Montgomery County? Lone Star Community Radio sponsorships accomplish this. Want to see our stats and rates? Check out irlonestar.com/sponsor for more information. Or call in and leave us a message at 936-647-3776 with your question. Get seen on TV or YouTube and heard on our podcast, FM, and internet radio. Sponsor your local radio station with Lone Star Community Radio.
Welcome back. Morning's the Lone Star without Skippy. This is Dick. We got about 5 more minutes of the show. If you're just now joining us, you missed our interview with our clown friends. We also are will be podcasting our shows. So if you again, if you missed the show, you can listen to us on iTunes and Google Play. Sitting with me right now is Jake from Sports Talk. His episode should be out and about right now. On if you missed Wednesday's episode, and we're gonna be closing up the segment. We're talking about newspapers and about what's going on there. It's really interesting, Jake. If you look at the YouTube world generation of the news, one of my friends, I had to laugh. He's like, hey, I'm looking, you know, works for a job. He wants to get a new job. And he's looking at this company called Rooster Teeth. And Rooster Teeth was one of the first, if I remember correctly, about 10 years ago, one of the first groups of guys and girls who just love making stupid YouTube videos. And basically, the people involved were talented.
Yeah.
And so through their online fans and then the sponsors they got, they developed this production company. Now, today.
And it's a full function.
It's a full function production company. And they produce videos on YouTube and other platforms and stuff like that. So similar to the newspaper world, I mean, there was a reason why the newspaper world was a huge concern, why they rehearsed and then were buying up the local papers because of the network it can create and also the message it controls.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't really know, I mean, how to make money, that really comes down to the ad department and you know, figuring out that's where business sense comes in. How can we make money from this?
Well, so I asked the question if you thought it was like oversaturated or whatever in that sense. And where I'm coming from with that question is if you look at the sports world right now and the different ways to consume sports news, sports talk, sports highlights, there's so much out there right now that there's no way you can you know, command or direct for 5 million eyes onto your product because there's just too many that they're looking.
You know who you shouldn't be involved with or hire is Joe Buck. So you shouldn't be involved with, but somehow he still gets paid.
That's right.
So
he makes really good money, but he's great off the air. That's what people off the air love him. It's just when he's on the air that he's.
Well, I mean, the fans don't care.
No.
So that's what, I mean, I don't really know what drives the money down to like the salesperson and in that kind of media, because that's who's selling the market. Selling the ads and generating that revenue. But and that's one thing I always wonder, you know, how big the NFL is. I was thinking about this the other day. Everyone's talking about boycotting the NFL, whatnot. And if you go over to Houston, you know, I saw an article about Watson, saying Watson, right, the new quarterback before. He gave his first check to the ladies who serve the cafeteria there. Mm-hmm. And I see a picture, and they're wearing really nice uniforms and stuff. And I was like, so those people would be affected if the NFL goes down, in a sense.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder how many people are employed in Texas by the Texans department alone.
Well, if you're looking at Texas, you can't just do Texans because you got the Cowboys.
Well, no, but here, like in Houston but area, in the Houston local, area. Not local here, but in that community over there. And it's just, I mean, there's a lot of money. Somehow there's a lot of money. No one really knows.
Well, you got to look at all the landscape architects that get employed, all the men and women that work the grounds around Reliant or NRG, and then the practice fields and all of that. All the little ants that you just
don't see.
And
they somehow are able to make more money. So well, they're a good business to look at growth-wise.
Was it you who I was talking with about the average income of a water boy for an NFL team? $65,000 a year for an average is the average income for a water boy in the NFL.
Actually have that position.
Yeah, like that's a real. I figured
that'd be a volunteer position.
No, that's a real thing.
How do I become a water boy? Because
sports.
What's the technical term for it? Is it hydration specialist?
Hydration manager. I don't know what the actual technical qualification.
I'm looking it up right now. That's ridiculous. But we got to be closing up the show right now, folks. It is 10:53. Mornings at Lone Star will be back on Monday at 8 a.m. with Skippy and I. And news coming up this next weekend, we're going to have some cool stuff, a lot of remotes, so stay tuned for that. Our sponsor today, special thanks to Mornings with Lone Star. Man, I did it again, Conroe Coffee. Coming up next, though, we got our great friend Nathan Arizotti of Montgomery County Lifestyle. He's going to be in the studio at 11 o'clock, so stick around for that. And again, thank you so much for the Clown Convention folks calling in. Good luck this weekend. Again, if you want to have a clown at your birthday party or your anything, if you want to be a clown yourself, cheerfulclowns.com. Jake from Sword Stock, we'll see you later too.
Bye.
Stick around, folks, on Mornings or not. No, Lone Star Community Radio. Man, I'm really just killing it.
Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's radio station with talk, music, weather, and traffic for Montgomery County. Have a question or comment about one of our shows? Just contact the station on irlonestar.com or call in and leave a message at 936-647-3776. Get involved with your community with Lone Star Community Radio.
Thanks for checking out this podcast of Lone Star Community Radio, Montgomery County's community radio station. If you enjoyed this recording, make sure to check out our past shows online at irlonestar.com or their respective video or podcast formats on YouTube, Google Play, or iTunes. If you have any questions regarding the show, either it being about sponsorships or questions for the host, contact the station manager at dick@irlonestar.com or call the station at 936-647-3776. This show was recorded in downtown Conroe, Texas at the Lone Star Community Radio Studios, and Lone Star Community Radio reserves all rights to this recording and images.